Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Tov Chof Ches. We are on page Resh Pei Ches, which is the page following 574. Simin Tov Chof Ches is Seder Kviyas HaMoadim, the order of setting up the Yom Tovim, Ukriyas HaParshios, and the reading of the Parshios. And this is, Emetz Hashem, going to be the last Simin in Chelek Dalim. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Elu hayomim she'ein kovim bahem mo'adim. The following days are days that the following Yom Tovim cannot fall out on. Lo adu Rosh Hashanah. That means Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Aleph Dalet Vav. Rosh Hashanah will never fall on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Velo ge'u Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur will never fall on Tuesday, Sunday, or Friday. Velo Zabad Purim, velo Badu Pesach, velo Gehaz Atzeres, velo Shana Rabbah. Lo Gimel Chanukah, Chanukah will never fall out on Tuesday. Velo Agu Tzom Esther, velo Badu Tzom Tammuz V'Av. And then the Mechaber says, Lo Olam B'Yom She'yia Purim Yelag La'Omer. Whatever day that Purim falls out on, whatever day of the week is Purim, will also be the day of the week of Lag BaOmer. The Simin Peleg, and the Simin to remember that is Peleg, pay for Purim, and Lamed Gimel, obviously, for Lag BaOmer. Ubiyom Sheyia Chanukah, Yia Atzeres, Kishiyu Kesidron Ochaserin. And whatever day of the week Chanukah starts, that will be the same day of the week as Shavuos, when the months are in order, or chaserim, we'll see exactly what that means, emirtz Hashem, soon in the Mishabura. So the Mishabura writes, in Sefkatan Aleph, she'ein kovim behem, these are the days that we don't make certain yom tovim, ayin hatam bebiralocha. Look at the reason in the biralocha, a very important biralocha, which really explains everything. So the biralocha is on the last two lines of page Reish, Pei Ches, elu hayomim she'ein kovim. Kalal ha'inyan, here is the general rule that we're going to discuss. La'olam tzarech liros, you always have to see to it. Shelo yeh yom ha'kippurim b'yom rishon v'lo b'yom shishi. We have to make sure the Yom Kippur never falls out on Sunday and never falls out on Friday. Kedei shelo yehei shnei yomim kedoshim sh'asurim b'chol melocha min ha'teira smuchim zeh lazeh. We want to make sure that we never have 2 days that all malach is aser, even ochel nefesh. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, ochel nefesh is aser as well. So if Yom Kippur is before Shabbos or after Shabbos, you have 2 days of isurei d'oraisa, of all malacha adjacent to each other, and that's big problems. In the brackets, he writes, v'yesh lezeh tam b'gemar Rosh Hashanah daf chaf ayin shon. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains the reason. There are 2 reasons brought down. Number one is for the burying of mesim. It will be 2 days that you can't bury mesim any which way, and therefore we're worried about the body starting to smell. And number two is because of the vegetables. There was no refrigeration, so the vegetables are going to be pulled out before Yontif or Shabbos, and they're going to sit around for 2 days, so they're going to get bad as well. Those are the 2 reasons brought down in the Gemara. V'gam shelo yeh Hoshana Rabbah b'yom haShabbos. Not only do we not want Yom Kippur to be before Shabbos on Friday or after Shabbos on Sunday, we also want to see to it that Hoshana Rabbah does not fall out on Shabbos. Kedei shelo tidochen etilas Arava. Because we don't want to have to push off the mitzvah of the Arava. The Iker day of the Aravos is Hoshana Rabbah. If it falls on Shabbos, we cannot do it. Now, if you look at note number one, why can't we take the Arava on Shabbos? Ubetam adover she'ein notlan Arava b'Shabbos. And the reason why we don't take the Arava on Shabbos, the Levush writes, she'ayidei chavotas ha'arava. Through beating the Aravos, nitloshim mimena olim, you're ripping off some of the leaves. V'yesh bazeh isadaraisa. He says that's an isadaraisa. The kevan shechavotas harava hu rak minog. Since the chavotas harava is only a minog, ain't a dochas shabbos. It can't be dochen. Is a deraisa on Shabbos. The altam ze hikshe b'shalju v'sharfrayim. The sharfrayim asks on this reason of the levush. Shekevan she'anfei harava tulushim hein. What do you mean? It's an isa deraisa. Since the branches of the harava are detached from the tree, ain't betulishas ha'olim mehem isa deraisa shel tolish v'lo shel kilkul harava. Says the Shaar Ephraim, there is no Issa d'oraisa of breaking off the leaves from a branch that is detached from the tree. That's not d'oraisa. Lochein kosa. Therefore, the Shaar Ephraim writes, Shetama Isuhu Shema Yavirenu Dal Amos Mesharabim. The concern is you might carry the Arava for Amos and Mesharabim. Kemosha Asu Mitam Zel Lita Lulav B'Shabbos. The same reason they asked they're taking the Lulav on Shabbos and the Shofar on Shabbos and the Megillah on Shabbos. Ve'al Tam Zel Hikshu Hel Yerabba. On this reason, Hel Yerabba writes, Shemavur B'Gemara Sh'al Netilas Arava Lo Gazru Gzeirazu. Gemara says they didn't make this Gzeir by the Arava. Therefore, the Hevi Shaharokeach Kosav. He brings that the Rokeach writes, Shatam hu. The reason is Kevan Shabes Natilas Harava Boshan Rabba Hayu Bochin Umischanan Alamayim. Since when they took the Arava and Oshan Rabba, they would be crying and beseeching Hashem for water. Va'asar Lasos came b'Shabbos. You can't cry on Shabbos for this reason, and therefore they said you can't do it on Shabbos. So back to the Be'er Halacha. There are three Iker points, and it's going to explain the entire Sif. Yom Kippur, we don't want on Friday or Sunday for the reason stated. And Hoshana Rabbah, we don't want on Shabbos for the reason we just said, because then you can't do the mitzvah of Arava, and we don't want to skip it. We want to show it's the Raisa, and therefore we have reason to make sure that it gets done and it doesn't fall on Shabbos. Back to the Be'er Halacha top line. Ubaze teida kol ze hasif. With this in mind, we can understand the whole Sif. The imnasa Rosh Hashanah biyom aleph dalet vav. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, mimela yeh mikla yom kippur shal Hashanah hi biyom aleph gimel vav. So Yom Kippur is going to fall on Sunday, Tuesday, or Friday. Vihine biyom aleph u biyom vav iesh aliyos. Like we said before, we cannot have Yom Kippur on Sunday or Friday. Sheyu shnei yomim kedoshim smuchim zelazeg. You have 2 days of kedusha next to each other. Ubiyom gimel iashar. We can't have Yom Kippur falling on Tuesday. Da'ideze yeh miklo shana rabba biyom Shabbos, because that means that Hoshana Rabba is going to be on Shabbos. Ukishanase zabad Purim. If Purim falls on either Shabbos or Monday or Wednesday, yeh mikle yom rishon shapesach biyom badu. The first day of Pesach will be one of those 3 days badu. Ukesheye badu Pesach, when Pesach's on badu, ye mikla tzeres uchaga shavuos biyom gahaz, then shavuos is either going to be on Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. Umemela yeho shan rabba gam kem biyom ze, and memelo shan rabba will be on the same day, ki biyom shemikla tzeres miklo shan rabba, shavuos and shan rabba the same day, vize yesher, you can't have that. She biyom zayin yevshem mishum nitilas arava, like we said before, on Shabbos you can't have shan rabba because of the nitilas arava. Ubiyom gimel hey, if Hoshana Rabbah is going to fall on gimel or hey, gam keni yesher the halolufize hayolol locho yom kippurim shelafana biyom vav. Because if that's the case, then Yom Kippur before it is going to fall on Friday, ubiyom aleph or on Sunday, v'zeh gam keni yesher v'kanal. So that basically explains everything. We have three things we're trying to avoid, and all the Yom Tovim have to follow suit. If you skip down a few lines to the fourth to last skinny line in the Be'er Halacha, he writes, Vihine kol zeshe kasavnu ein tzarech laharech beprotrot. All these things we discussed, we don't have to go into detail, eichu kein, how it works out. Raksha teida haklal. You just have to know the general rule. Vimechodesh teves ve'elach. From teves and onward, yelchu achadoshim ad chodesh cheshvan kisidron. The months from teves all the way to cheshvan go in order. Teves chaser, it's 29 days. Shvat is mole, 30 days. Adar chaser. Vim yeshne adarim adar harishon hu mole. Nisan is mole, iyar chaser. Sivan is mole, Tammuz is chaser. Av is mole, Elul is chaser. Tishrei is mole. Aval cheshvan v'kislev mishtanim. Here's the Iker point. All the months are set, whether they are 30 days or 29 days, always, except for two exceptions. And that is, cheshvan and kislev change. Pa'amim shneim meleim. Sometimes they're both 30 days. O shneim chaserim, but they're both 29 days. U pa'amim kisidron. Sometimes they follow the same order. Da'ainu cheshvin chaser kislev mali. The cheshvin will be chaser and kislev will be mali. Ve'ein kan mokum laharich. And now is not the time to speak about it. If you look at note number 3, it discusses, it affects how Asara B'Tavis falls out. We want to make sure Asara B'Tavis does not fall out on Shabbos, because then we might have to fast then, because it's Betzayom HaZeh. We don't want to fast on Shabbos, so we want to avoid that. So in order to avoid Asar B'Teves falling on Shabbos, Cheshvan and Kislev have a basic change each year, sometimes both 30, sometimes both 29, sometimes 29 and 30. Ubazet Tovin Gam came Ashakosav al Shulchan Aruch, and based on this, you can understand what the Mechaber says as well, the Biyom Purim Yochul Lag La'omer, that Purim will be the same day as Lag Ba'omer, Shu Chai Iyar, which is Yudches Iyar, Kihu Tisha Shavuos B'Tzimtzum, it's exactly 9 weeks later, 9 weeks after Purim to the day, is Lag Ba'omer. That is the introduction of the Bi'ar Locha, and now let's go back and see the Mishabura in Sekot and Beis. We said the Yom She'iya Chanukah will be Shavuos. Hinei Be'emes Ze'enos. Zok the Mishabura, it's not true. The Ha Chanukah Esher Lios Biyom He'zayin. Chanukah could be every day, we said, except for Tuesday, so it could even be Thursday and Shabbos. Va'atzeres I'esher Lios V'kanal, and Shavuos can't be on those days. See, you can't say whenever Chanukah is, Shavuos is going to be. It's not true. Achein be'emes shatoh soferhu, but really it's a mistake. V'tzaruch lomar, what it really means to say is, u'biyom she'yiha atzeres yiha Chanukah, the opposite. The day that Shavuos falls out on, that will be the same day of the week of Chanukah. The hainu ha-Chanukah she'acharav. The Chanukah that follows Shavuos, Chanukah will start the same day as Shavuos. Achein, however, d'zehu dafka k'shashonei k'sidra. This is what the Mechaber meant at the end, Keshu Kesidron, when it's in order, meaning the Hainu Cheshvan V'Kislev. When Cheshvan and Kislev, like we just discussed, are in order, meaning Echad Malei V'Echad Chaser. O Shneim Chaserim, where if both Cheshvan and Kislev are both 29 days, Ava Keshe Shneim Meleim, if both of them are 30 days, Yavo Yom Rishon Shal Chanukah B'Yom Sha'achar Atzeres, then the first day of Chanukah will be the day after Shavuos. Kigon, for example, im yom rishon shel atzeres chal biyom rishon. If the first day of Shavuos is on Sunday, yavo Chanukah biyom sheni. Chanukah will fall out on Monday. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Elu Hayomim Shehukbu Behem Roshei Chadoshim Velo Bezulasam. So in Sif Aleph we discuss the days of the week that different Yom Tovim cannot fall out. And now we're going to discuss the days of the week that each Rosh Chodesh can fall out on. Nisan can fall out. Rosh Chodesh Nisan can be on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos. Agahaz. Iyar Bigahaz. Sivan Agadu. Tammuz Agahav. Av Baduz. Elul Abadu. Tishrei Bigahaz. Marcheshvan Gadua. Kislev, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. Teves, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. Shvat, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Zayin, Adar, Zabedu. Those are the days of the week that each Rosh Chodesh can fall out on. We'll see if it's 2 day Rosh Chodesh, which day we're referring to in the Mishabura. Says the parentheses, Ubi Ibur, Adar, Rishon will be falling out on Beis, Dalet, Hei, or Zayin. Visheni on Beis Dalet Vav and Zayin. Zokta Mishaburas of Katan Gimel, Shehukba Behem. These are the days that the Rosh Chodashim are set up on. Kol Elu Hayomim Shehuchoshev, all of these dates that are spoken out over here. Im HaRosh Chodesh Hu Shel Shnei Yomim. If it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, Mipnei Shachodesh Sha'avar Hayomole, because the previous month was 30 days. Koi HaSimon Al Yom Sheni Shel Rosh Chodesh. All these dates that are being given are for the second day Rosh Chodesh, for day one of the coming month. Shemimenu Maschir Limnos Minyan Yemei HaChodesh. That's the day that we start counting the days of the month. So the whole sif that says what days of the week each Rosh Chodesh can fall out on, it means day one of that month. So it's if 1 day Rosh Chodesh, it's that day of Rosh Chodesh. If it's 2 day Rosh Chodesh, it is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Sif Katan Dalet, we say Mar Cheshvan falls out on Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph. Zokta Mishabura Tov Sofer, that's a mistake. Vitzorach Lomar Beis Dalet Hei Zayin. It really means to say Beis Dalet Hei Zayin. V'yesha Rotsin Liashvo. Some want to answer what the Mechaber writes. The koy al yom rishon the Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan shechal be'elu hayomim, that they want to say what the Mechaber means by saying gimel dalet vav aleph, it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. V'doichik gadolhu, that's a very big doichik to say that. L'maisa would work out, because if the day one of Rosh Chodesh is gimel dalet vav aleph, make the cheshvan, the second day of Rosh Chodesh would be on Beis dalet hey zayin. So that would work out, but it's a doichik, says the Mishabura. Why on earth would the Mechaber, by 1 month, talk about the first day of Rosh Chodesh, mashalo also came b'shara chadashim, which is not true by the other months. All the other months discussed here are discussing the second day of Rosh Chodesh when it's 2 days. Why on earth would this one be discussing only the first day of Rosh Chodesh? So that is a little bit of a funny point, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says the Yesh Rotzim Liashvo is a doichik. Says the Mechaber Sev Gimel, Simin Lekvias HaMoadim, here is a sign for the setting up of the Yom Tovim, At Bash Gar Dach Hatz Vaf. Pirish, what does that mean? B'Yom Rishon Shal Pesach. If you notice, it's the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the last. Second letter of the Aleph Beis, second to last. Third from the beginning and third from the last. But each of the first of each set is Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. That's referring to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth day of Pesach. As the Mechaber explains, B'Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Yer L'Olam Tisha B'Av. Whatever day of the week the first day of Pesach is that year, that is when Tisha B'Av is falling out that year. The simen, and a simen to that idea is, Al Matzos Umurohim Yochluhu. That by Pesach, by the current Pesach, we say, Al Matzos Umurohim Yochluhu, a remez to Maror, or to Tisha B'Av. B'Yom Sheni Bo, the second day of Pesach will always be the same day as the week of Shavuos. B'Yom Shlishi Bo, the third day of Pesach will always be the same day of the week as Rosh Hashanah. Right, so that's Gimel Reish. Gimel of Pesach is Reish, is Rosh Hashanah. B'yom Revi'i, the Dak, is the fourth day of Pesach. Bo Kriyas HaTorah, the Kuf stands for Kriyas HaTorah. Shehu Simchas Torah, that refers to Simchas Torah. B'yom Chamishi Heit Tzadi, the fifth day of Pesach. Bo Tzom Kippur, the Tzadi is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will be the same day of the week as the fifth day of Pesach. U'b'yom Shishi Bo, the sixth day of Pesach, Purim She'ovar, that will be the day that the previous Purim has fallen out on. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekaton Hei Shu Simchas Torah. So we said, Dalet Kuf is the first, is the fourth day of Pesach, is Kuf, is Kriyas HaTorah, is Simchas Torah. Hainu Levnei Chutz La'aretz. Simchas Torah meaning for people in Chutz La'aretz to have 2 days, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. She'osin Shmini Atzeres, Shnei Yomim. In Chutz La'aretz, we keep, as we know, Shmini Atzeres 2 days. V'chal Simchas Torah B'yom Chav Gimel L'Chodesh Tishrei. And Simchas Torah falls out on the 23rd day of Tishrei. Interesting note over here that I will end with, and that is note number 4. Note number 4 says, Lufi Cheshbin Zeh, according to this Cheshbin, Shebiyom Shechal Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, the At, the first day of Pesach, Chal Gam Tisha B'Av, the At is Aleph Pesach, is Tov, is Tisha B'Av. Based on that, writes the Ramah later on, Shezeh Echa Me'atomim Shenohagim V'Mikzas Mekomos Lecho B'Lel HaSeder Beitzim. That's why, according to many, there's a custom to eat an egg by the Lel Seder, Zecher La'Avelo Shel Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Pesach that we eat an egg at Lel Seder because that's the day of Tisha B'Av. But if you skip down to the third to last line, he writes, Lefi Tam Zeh, according to this reason, Nirin Medivrei HaMishnah Berurah Sham, it appears in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shebiyom HaSheni Shel Pesach B'Chutz La'aretz, when it comes to the second Seder in Chutz La'aretz, Ain't Sarach Lechol Beitzim. If the whole reason the Ramah says we're eating an egg at the Seder is because that's the day of Tisha B'Av, that's only true the first day of Pesach. Second day of Pesach is not the day of Tisha B'Av. There would be no reason to eat an egg the second day. Ach Lefia Ta'amim Anusafim Shenisku Rusham, but based on the other reasons that are brought down for having an egg at the Seder, Yesh Lechol Beitzim Gam B'Yom Sheni, those reasons that we'll get to soon in Mitzvah Shem and Hilchos Pesach, those reasons would apply both days, and according to that, we would have an egg both by the first Seder and by the second Seder. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem in the next year with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.